When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. You can check us out on the ESPN app and listen to us anywhere live on the ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Harry Douglas is in for Key today. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
What's up, baby? I haven't heard Jermaine Dupri in a minute there, Yates. That's a throwback. Jermaine and Luda, huh?
It's a banger right there.
I mean, what else can you say, Jay? Welcome to Atlanta, baby.
Harry, I'm just trying to tell you, man, I miss the ATL. ATL back in the day, like the early 2000s. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Oh, my. Such a throwback. It was so throwback. I mean, everybody, Harry, Puffy,
Usher. Can I quote a young Jeezy line in a song? Yeah. So, Max, when you talk about Atlanta, call it Magic City, cause my whole city magic. Oh, city magic!
You ever go to Luda Weekend?
Yes.
Oof,
yep.
That's another one.
Matter of fact, I think it's this. It's always
it
Labor Day
up?
Weekend. It's, yep. I think it's always Labor Day weekend.
Ooh, Max doesn't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Luda Day weekend.
Different side of Atlanta, Max. You haven't seen.
I just yes, read the Stan Van Gundy thing arguing for Shohei Ohtani for MVP.
Okay.
I'm going to respond on Twitter.
This guy. Just finding random things to be angry about on Twitter. Are you done reading it?
I'm multitasking.
What are you saying? What did you
I have say? To respond and defend the honor of Aaron Judge. Guys, the Steelers released their week one depth chart with
right back
Mitch
to it, Harry. You see it? Right back to it.
Trubisky. That's right. Mitch Trubisky's listed as QB1. So before we get to anything else about the fact that Pickett is, you know, listed as QB3, first, Harry Douglas, are the Steelers making the right call? They brought in Mitch Trubisky to start. Obviously, he's the bridge quarterback to their next guy. They drafted a guy in the first round. But are they making the right call to start the season, Mitch Trubisky, QB1, at least at this moment?
Yes, they are. Even though I wanted Kenny Pickett to be the starter, but when you look at Mitch Trubisky, he was a guy coming into training camp that was a starter. He did nothing to lose his job. But Max, can I say something really quick? Can I talk some numbers for people really
Go
quick?
Ahead.
So Trubisky, when he was in Chicago, 2017 to 2020, the Chicago defense in 2017 was ranked 10th. In 2018, they were ranked third and they were number one in takeaways. In 2019, they were eighth. 2020, they were 11th. Y'all want to know where the offenses ranked those years? In 17, they was 30th. In 18, they were 21st. In 19, they were 29th. And then in 20, they were 26th. Mm-hmm. So I don't get how people say, you know, Trubisky led the Bears to the playoffs or whatnot.
What happened when he won there?
That damn defense.
Come on, man. But what happened even when he was there and he was winning, but not as much as they were used to, and people like me were saying, try Nick Foles. They didn't have an offensive line. Foles couldn't buy a win, right? A lot of guys need a clean pocket to step into in order to have some success. Trubisky's not one of them, right?
Can I ask you a question?
He doesn't throw the ball down the field with great accuracy, but he's faster than the linebackers, and he can throw it enough.
I understand that, Max, but at the same time, you can't just play backyard football every down. Like,
yeah.
At some point,
but,
like,
I mean,
you...
It, but, like, he, like, look, then he goes to Buffalo, and he does have a year under, you know, with those guys, you know, holding the clipboard for Josh Allen. I mean, if that even means modest improvement over what he was, especially with a bad offensive line, that's the guy you want, no?
I mean, he's going to have another bad offensive line.
That's what I'm saying.
But Kenny Pickett also showed me that he can deal with a bad offensive line as well.
But, Jay, to me, when you drafted, like, the Giants did this. Mm-hmm. They used Kurt Warner as a tackling dummy instead of Eli Manning because they took number one pick in the draft on Eli, right? So like, if you're going to have a guy take those shots behind the line, have the bridge guy, not the future.
I agree with you, Max. I've never been a believer that I think Mitch Trubisky is the answer for any organization. That may be an unfair assessment. I'm just going by what I've seen, Harry, watching him as a Bears fan for the time he was there. Now, you can make a lot of the case that Matt Nagy had a lot to do with that, right? Which is fine, but I don't think a year under Brian Daboll is now going to change things. But where I do have trust in the process of things is with Mike Tomlin.
Yep.
Mike Tomlin makes me have trust. So if Mike Tomlin is telling me that, hey, Kenny Pickett is our third quarterback, even though that's what we're publicly displaying, doesn't mean internally that's the number that Kenny Pickett is. But he is the answer for our organization moving forward. But Mitch Trubisky, for what he does now, with where our offense is now, with where the caliber of experience we have on the field now, Mitch Trubisky is the right person for the job.
That's the only reason. I don't question it. That's the only reason I don't question it, because the respect I have for Mike Tomlin and his knowledge for the game of football. So if he's like, okay, we're going to go with Trubisky, then I got to respect it.
All right. Here is Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider, on a fantastic radio show. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. It's on ESPN Radio. It's on the ESPN app. I don't know if you heard about it, but it really is the best thing going. Here is Dan Graziano on that show.
Are they going to dress three quarterbacks on Sunday? And if they don't, then who are the two? Like, are they just trying to hold Mason? Because I know they've been trying to trade Mason Rudolph, and they haven't had any success, obviously. Are they trying to hold him out as, you know, somehow more valuable to them than other teams are willing to give them credit for? It's possible, but it's possible they don't think Pickett's ready to go in a game and that Rudolph would be the backup if something happened to Trubisky. But, yeah, it's interesting, but I think teams play games with these depth charts this time of year, and I think that's probably all it is.
Yeah. I mean, that's... I didn't walk away, Harry, from preseason saying Kenny Pickett's going to start. We've been talking about this for a while. I always thought Mitch Trubisky was going to be the starter. And by midseason, it might be a different story. I think the only thing, like from an outlook perspective, that I would bring here is that at the end of the day, when you're looking at all these quarterbacks in this division, and I ask Max this question all the time, Harry, what name doesn't fit? It's Mitch Trubisky. Right? But if you look at the upside of Kenny Pickett,
and it still doesn't fit. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
But still the talent the talent level seems like, okay, has a chance to be kind of like groomed
but the whole point, and look, Tomlin knows what he's doing, you know, better than I do. But the point when you sign a bridge quarterback and then you take a guy in the first round, especially the middle of the first round, you're thinking, okay, we like this guy, he's gonna be good for us. But it may take a minute. So if he hasn't won the job, let it take a minute. What are you in a rush
for? Nothing wrong with that.
Right. And by the way, what complicates it for me, Harry, is the Steelers, and the reason they haven't gotten a quarterback until now, right, this whole time, is Tomlin's only thinking about one thing every year, win the next game, right? So they don't have time to rebuild the way another program would, right? He just wants to win the next game. I think this also indicates that Trubisky isn't the best chance to do that.
But I will say this, though, Max. When you look at the conference, the AFC North, you look at a Joe Burrow with Cincinnati. You look at a Lamar Jackson with the Ravens. And then at some point, it will be Deshaun Watson with the Browns. You have to compete with those teams, right? In the AFC, your quarterback has to be able to go toe-to-toe. We haven't seen Kenny Pickett. We have seen Trubisky, though. We have seen him. Kenny Pickett is still the question mark. We haven't seen him go toe-to-toe with these guys.
That's right. Something about Pickett tells me he'll be all right in those situations. You know, like I like the cut of his jib, right? But
he'll be all right, kind of inferring future
tense,
right?
Yeah, like
future tense,
yeah.
Yes. He'll be all right.
He's going to be all right. It may be a little bit. Maybe it wouldn't. Maybe he could do it, you know, throw him in the deep end and he'll figure it out. But
Harry,
why when you got Trubisky there?
Harry, this is sometimes what I laugh about, just like media in general, right? Like, we want results
yesterday,
last week. Like, hey, you can't come in anymore and actually pay your dues, right? Like, you're just a star right away. Whenever there's hype about you during the draft, like, you're going to come in. If you don't win that starting QB1 position, you're a failure right out of the gate. It doesn't work that way.
One of the worst things that happened in sports, period. It's like the young cats now. They want that instant gratification. What? It doesn't work like that. Some things take time.
Both of you, shut up. We're making money over here. We're stealing money. It does work. It works that way because of shows like this. We need a rundown. We need material.
It's the worst thing
that happened to sports. Will you shut up? We're stealing money.
Oh, because then we call the guy a bust. Then there's somebody, oh, look. He got thrusted right away. He's just not the answer. Like, actually,
Yes, you know? It is. And by the way, partly because of the capologists and stuff, they realize you want on the quarterback's rookie deal, you want to be in a position to win because once you pay him, it's harder to win. In spite of what Key will tell me, like, oh, there's no cap. What they found is, in fact, it's correlated that way so that, not like the old days, the guy could hold the clipboard for 2 years before you want him to start paying dividends right
and
away.
Harry, I'm not saying, you or I or Max would have drafted him as high with the second pick, but, I mean, Zach Wilson is a prime example. Come here and be the savior.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll let go of Sam Darnold. Now, Zach Wilson, you're our guy. Now where are we at? You always heard, Joe Douglas, questions around that?
I have a question. Is your small or medium-sized business still recovering from the pandemic? Jay, Omega Accounting Solutions can help. I want to share how Omega could get you $26,000 cash back for each employee you kept working during the pandemic with the Employee Retention Credit. This is money you already paid the government. Call Omega 800-704-2000 to get started or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com. And fill out the form for a free consultation.
Over or under?
All right. Over, under time, guys. These are win totals for teams with new starting quarterbacks. Take it away, Shannon.
All right. Since you guys were just talking about Mitchell Trubisky there in Pittsburgh, we'll start there. Max, over, under, 7.5 wins for the Pittsburgh Steelers with Mitchell Trubisky under center. What do you got?
Am I picking it for the Steelers or for Mitch Trubisky? In other words, is his starting record going to be over under 7?
No, Steelers. When the regular season is over.
I'm taking the over, even if it's 8-8-1. Tomlin, until I see him go under 500, I'm not picking him to go under 500, period.
Still, I like their defense. I think Trubisky would be serviceable, but like once again, just paying respect to Mike Tomlin here. I'll take over, barely.
Yeah, I'm going to go over. I'm going to go with 8 games, just a point half over.
All right, here's an interesting number from Caesars. San Francisco 49ers with Trey Lance as their new starting quarterback. The line is at 10. Mm. Max, over under 10 wins for the San Francisco 49ers.
I'm going to take the under on a rookie on a first-year starter. I'm taking the under. I like San Francisco. Trey Lance maybe will be able to do it. Maybe I got to readjust to the 17-game schedule. I just hear 10 wins. I think that's a lot of wins to take the over on a first-year starter.
I'll take the under, too. But, Harry, I am curious, things start to go wrong quickly. How soon will we see Jimmy G? And that could change my opinion.
That's why I'm going to go over, because if things do go wrong, they have Jimmy G in the holster.
I knew I should have did it.
Ooh. I like that reasoning. Can I go again?
No.
I'm still taking the under. All right. What's next, Shannon?
All right, next team up, the Washington Commanders. They have Carson Wentz as their starting quarterback.
Under. Sorry, wait, who said that? Come on. Let him finish.
Washington Commanders, Max, 7.5 wins over or under for the Commanders.
I'm taking the under, although I don't think Wentz is a bad regular season quarterback. He's just a fatally flawed quarterback who has never, in my view, from where I'm sitting, from what I've read, from talking to people, has never gotten over the ego in a way. Like, he thinks that he's still that guy where if he goes off schedule and he doesn't follow the script, hey, that's just the way we play. When clearly signals are being sent to him. No, Carson, take care of the football. That's not the way we want you to play. I got to take the under.
I actually take take 8. Like, push right there. I think this defense is going to come back, Harry, and be different than what they were last year. Last year was a down year. It's one of the top 10 defenses in the league 2 years ago. Chase Young coming back. So, I think Carson Wentz could be serviceable. Once again, it's down the stretch where I really get worried about him. But that's where it's like that push, 8 games, 6 games. They're right there in that middle pack.
I'm going over. I'm going with 8 games with the Washington Commanders because of that defensive line. I think they're going to be there. I don't think what we've seen from them last year is really their makeup and their MO. So I'm going to go over.
All right, we're playing over-under here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We're looking at win totals for teams with new starting quarterbacks this season. Next up, the Seattle Seahawks. Geno Smith, the starter there in Seattle.
Under.
The starter, under. The starter, under. The starter there in Seattle.
I'm going under, I'm laughing at Shannon, y'all. We're playing over-under right now on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max here on ESPN Radio.
They pointed at you just then.
I'm your host, Shannon Penn. All right, Geno Smith, over and under 6 wins for the Seattle Seahawks this season.
We already moved on from that
all under.
6, we got to tell them. Caesars, 6. Caesars had the number at 6, so we're going all up. All right, I'll skip ahead then. Jeez.
I mean, listen, hey, here's the thing, though. Let's give some analysis. When Geno Smith is clearly winning the quarterback battle, oh, my God, Drew Lock, what's going on?
It's Drew Lock.
Geno Smith, we've seen enough already to know that it ain't going to work. So what is going on in Seattle? Do they just want the draft pick because they feel like in many respects the team is okay, they just need a quarterback, and they get the quarterback in this year's draft, kind of what the Colts did when Peyton got hurt, right, and they wound up with Andrew Lock?
Maybe with the first pick in the 2023 NFL draft, the Seattle Seahawks select – CJ Stroud.
1,000%. But then Harry asked a question with the Seahawks having the oldest, you know, head coach in the NFL. How much longer does Pete Carroll have?
I would give him 2 or 3 more years. 2 or 3 more years.
Not after a year of Geno Smith and Drew Lock as quarterback. Cut that in half. Got him out of 18 months.
That cast of characters.
All right. What else we got, Shannon?
Poor Lockett and DK Metcalf. What the hell just happened?
Oh, right. My God.
Moving on, let's head down to Carolina, the Carolina Panthers. Baker Mayfield, their new starting quarterback. The line is listed at 6.5. Over under, Max, 6.5 wins for the Carolina Panthers.
If McCaffrey is healthy, I'll take the over. But because he hasn't been in a minute, I need to see it first. So I'll take the under until further, you know, proof, till further evidence.
I'll take the over, Harry. I like the reasoning that, you know, Max just gave about CMC. And I know he's played 10 games over the last 2 years, and the question of health is always a thing. But I think this team has something to actually prove. I think Baker Mayfield has a chip on his shoulder. And I think just by proximity, CMC will too.
I'm going to go under because I need to see that offensive line be better, even though they added pieces to it. Ikemi Kwano, their first-round draft pick, did not have a good preseason and got welcomed into the NFL. They played nothing but dogs within the first 6 games on the opponent's defensive line. So I know they're going to match him up. Myles Garrett is going to be lined up over Ikemi Kwano. And let's see how he does. So I'm going to go under.
All right, over and under win totals for teams with new starting quarterbacks. Let's head out to Denver, the Denver Broncos. They have Russell Wilson as their new starting quarterback. Max, over under 10 wins for Denver Broncos and all Russell Wilson everything. What do you got?
I'm taking the under. Given that division, it's going to be really hard. One of the reasons I'm so worried about, you know, I love me some Justin Herbert, and I'm saying if they don't make the playoffs, it's a failure. But there's a real possibility they won't, or they could win the Super Bowl. Like, that's how tough that division looks. So 10 wins, first time. Well, I'll leave that to Jay because he mentioned it earlier in the show, but I'm taking the under.
Yeah, I'll just go under. Just and it's no disrespect to the Broncos. First-year head coach, first-year OC, first-year quarterback in a new system in Russell Wilson, even though he's an experienced veteran. And at division, Harry, I will go under.
I'm going to go under because of that division in the AFC. They also play the 49ers. They play the Colts. They play the Titans and the Rams this year. So those are other teams on top of their division. So I'm going under.
All right, let's head out to Cleveland. Looking at win totals for the Cleveland Cavaliers with their new starting quarterbacks, both Deshaun Watson and
Cavs, huh?
That's the Cavaliers, huh?
Man, it was a Donovan Mitchell.
The best trade. Young lineups, Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell, over under.
I blocked it out all weekend as a Knicks
fan. Darius Garland, top wide out for the Cavs.
This is over under on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Yes, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hey, look, we're going to start joking. I'll play back Harry doing the lookie for today's show.
Okay, never mind. Don't do that. Don't do
that.
That is a breach of professional etiquette.
Welcome back to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I'll tell you, and you'll be surprised with my answer. Is going to be. That's Tuesday. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. I'm Harry Douglas. All right, no, seriously, Cleveland Browns. I'm about to say Cavaliers again. Mm-hmm. Cleveland Browns, Deshaun Watson, Jacoby Brissett are the quarterbacks. Over under set at 8.5 by Caesars. Max, what say you?
Taking the under. If it was 3 or 4 games for Brissett, okay, maybe he could win a couple of them. 11 games, I'm going to say he wins at most 5. And then Deshaun Watson hasn't played football in 2 years. In the NFL, he's just going to come back and sweep the rest of the schedule. I don't see it. I'm taking the under.
Yeah, every time we're on the show and we bring up Jacoby Brissett, Key always goes into this thing. I'm like, I'm telling y'all, he's good. I'm like, I just don't see it. I just don't see it. I don't see it being sustainable over this period. I will take the under.
I'm going under. No explanation needed.
All right, we'll do one more team, and we will skip Harry's Atlanta Falcons. We'll do one more team here, looking at over and under for win totals for teams with new starting quarterbacks. Let's go out to Indianapolis. I thought this number was really interesting from Caesars. Right now they have the Colts at 10 wins. Max, 10 wins over under for Matt Ryan and the Colts. What say you?
I'm going to take the under because it's a high total. It could be 10 wins. I like Matt Ryan in the playoffs a lot more than I'd like Carson Wentz. But the bottom line is he got traded for a third-round pick. I mean, well, that's because they wanted to send it to where he wanted to go. I get it. He got traded for a third-round pick, which means no other team was willing to offer a first, because if they did, even if you want to hook him up, you're going to take him for – you'll take a second for him to help him out. But you ain't going from a first to a third, meaning not a single other team would offer you even one first-rounder for Matt Ryan. Well, there's a reason for that. It's because they don't think he's that good anymore.
Harry Douglas, the amount of Colts games I watched last year in which it was single-digit possession games in which they kind of fumbled, right? I have a tendency of trusting Matt Ryan way more than Carson Wentz to win those type of games. Mm-hmm. So I will take the over.
Yeah, I'm going with the over as well. I look at this team, Matt Ryan, those moments that you just mentioned, Jay, that Carson Wentz couldn't show up in, and he didn't have a bad season. It was just those big moments was too big for him. I think Matt Ryan's going to make a difference. I look at their defensive line with Kwity Paye, DeForest Buckner, Yannick Ngakoue, Shaquille Leonard, Bobby Okereke, and then Stephon Gilmore, the chess piece who could take away one half of the football field defensively, guarding the other team's best wide receiver. So I'm going with over here.
Not to mention a weak division is probably the best reason to take the over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever way you want to have of, minimizing it, making it. Yeah. That's fine.
That's what I do.
That's fine.
I'll give you the arguments that for your arguments, but I'll still say it was my argument. Plus, I'll make the other side of my argument.
Welcome to my life, people.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Can Clemson get back to being a dominant program? Or have Dabo and his Tigers peaked?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Harry Douglas in for Key today. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can listen to us on ESPN Radio or the ESPN app live. Take us anywhere. Paul Feinbaum is brought to you by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. And now, Paul Feinbaum.
Paulie.
Eponymous Paul Feinbaum show. What's going on, Paul?
Good morning, guys. How is everyone?
Doing good.
Everyone's good.
Catching my breath after that Florida State game. Oh, LSU, what an ending.
Yeah,
go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, by the way, you guys did me a major favor today by having me on without Key. Thank you.
Yeah, we wanted to give you time to talk, Paulie. That's what we wanted to do today. Hey, Paulie, I did want to ask you about Clemson beating Georgia Tech last night, a team that's ranked 6 out of 7 teams in the Coastal Division of the ACC. I know Key doesn't believe in the Tigers. For me, obviously, I think DJ, you has a long way to go. That offense didn't look as high octane, even though in the third quarter it kind of hit his stride a little bit. That defense is still there. But what were your overall thoughts last night about the Clemson Tigers? Are they top five in the country?
I think they are. I felt they were a playoff team, and they don't look like one right now, Jay. But let's hold on a second. Remember, Dabo Swinney has two new coordinators, and that's a lot to overcome. Not that I've ever coached football in the ACC, but there are a lot of things that go missing in translation. And they still won on the road against it's essentially a road game for them against a pedestrian team, but. I wouldn't read too much into the slow start. I think they still have a lot of talent. They're not the same Clemson team that we saw two or three years ago that with Trevor Lawrence and all those NFL first rounders, but they still have a lot of great players. And most important, that they don't have a schedule that is suffocating. Yeah, they will deal with NC State and Notre Dame and schools like that, and those will be the toughest games they have. But I think they can navigate that.
Paul, one of the things I took from last night's game is that the offensive line of Clemson is not there yet. And I'm just thinking about when they go against a more well-known defensive line or defense than Georgia Tech was last night. But I got to give credit to Georgia Tech in their defense. They played phenomenal football because this was a 14-10 ball game in the third quarter. Do you think they're going to run into issues with their offensive line moving forward?
Hey, they could. But I still think it's just a matter of execution and coordination and I frankly question Dabo Swinney when he decided to promote internally. He went with a tried and true Dabo Swinney characteristic and trait, and I don't know whether it will be successful or not. But I think right now. They're still in pretty good shape, and I say that because you have to look at the back end and work your way forward. Right now, are they one of the top four teams in the country? No, but that's not really the issue. The issue is the attrition of the season and the schedule, and a lot of schools that are top five, top six, like Texas A&M, like some of these others, are probably not going to be around later on because they'll start losing games, and that's where Clemson has an advantage. There are not that many places they can lose.
Paul, let's go to your conference for a second. Georgia absolutely blew the doors off of Oregon in week one. I mean, Alabama's still there, too. I know Ohio State pulled out against Notre Dame, but is Georgia still the team to beat?
I think they're on the same level right now, Jay, as Alabama. And I think either one could be number one in the country, and there's no argument because you really don't know. And they're still on a collision course to meet each other at the end of the season in the SEC game. But they were by far the most impressive team. And I know there have been major shots at Oregon and Dan Lanning. And I was talking to one pundit yesterday who frankly said, I think the team that Alabama beat 59-0 or whatever it was, Utah State, is better than Oregon. I'm not sure I agree. But Oregon has a history of this. And this is why we so quickly dismissed the Pac-12. Because they had two great opportunities on Saturday in Atlanta and in Gainesville, and they blew both of them. And the game in Gainesville, Jay Will, was probably even more surprising because that was the Utah, a Final Four pick by a lot of people. I don't think Oregon was ever getting to the playoffs, but I certainly thought they were looking at a 9-3, 10-2 season, and they just looked like chumps on Saturday afternoon.
Hey, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit, Paul. Maybe we get back to this, but I want to get it in because I mentioned it before. How big a struggle do you think this season's going to be for Brian Kelly and LSU?
I think it's going to be a severe struggle, Max. And there were some people I respect who were saying they felt like they could be 9-3 and who knows what. I mean, right now, I think if you're realistic, Brian Kelly will be lucky to get to a bowl game this year. That means he has to go 6-6. And what he has to be careful about, I think, and listen, he's a quirky guy. We all saw it firsthand at Notre Dame. He can't lose it. I think there's already some issues with Boutte, his best player. You can just watch the body language on the sideline. This is a star player. This is a guy that's projected, Max, maybe number three in the draft next year in the first round, and things are just not happening. I question the decision at the end of the game. Because the chart tells you to go for one, But had he gone for two and made it, we wouldn't be discussing him today. We would be talking about LSU and a miraculous win against a team that, that looked far superior to them, even though Florida State hardly looks far superior to anyone. But, you know, think about his schedule. He's got the usual suspects in the SEC West. And what does that mean? That's Arkansas, who looked really good. Texas A&M, who's a top 10 team. Ole Miss, Mississippi State, all quality teams. He's got Tennessee and Florida from the other side. And right now, I don't think he can beat any of those teams.
Paul, Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian says he's not concerned whether the Alabama showdown defines the Longhorn, their program. How big is this game for Texas?
Well, it's the biggest game of the weekend. It's on a huge stage, and Texas is nearly a 20-point underdog at home. So that really tells you where we start the game. I think anything around that number and under is a victory for Steve Sarkisian. What he can't afford is a 30- or 40-point loss at home. I have watched Alabama on the road over recent years, and they tend to struggle. And I know that, you know, one year doesn't predict the next, but and this looks like a better Alabama team. But yeah, I just think at some point, Nick Saban's not going to hold back because he's got a former coach. He's beaten plenty of former coaches badly, but this is also not a vindictive guy in Nick Saban with Steve Sarkisian. They're close friends, so I think it's probably not going to be a complete and total humiliation. And I will also say this, regardless of what happens Saturday, Sarkisian needs to be more concerned down the road about games like Oklahoma that really define him within the Big 12 versus an Alabama game. This is a huge game for the program, but what he just can't do is let it get away. And I think you're hearing that. I mean, he's trying to lower the expectations.
Paul Feinbaum, ladies and gentlemen, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show, of course. Thank you, Paul, as always.
All right, Paul.
A pleasure, guys. See you soon.
John Harbaugh says Lamar Jackson is locked in amid contract talks. But when does this whole thing become a distraction for the Ravens?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, guys, Jordan Cornette is like a brother to me, and Jordan is 6'8". His son and my son are both the same age. They're like 16, 17 months. We call them Stockton and Malone. His son just towers over my kid. So we're going to the beach, and I'm lugging all this stuff out there to the beach. You know, like Harry, that father that has, you know, you got the tent, you got all the chairs, you got the cooler. And, of course, like my wife's pregnant. Jordan's wife is pregnant, so they can't carry anything. So I'm making 30,000 trips back and forth.
You're also carrying your wife.
Sand. I'm doing everything, right? Yeah. So I put down all the chairs, and I finally got everything there, and I crack open a cold Modelo. I'm like, oh, finally, I'm here. This is heaven. Let the kids run around, play.
Yeah.
And this guy sees me. You know, like the guys, sometimes you might pass, and they recognize you. Like, oh, Jay, you're like, hey, nice to meet you, but you're passing. He looks at me, and he's giving me, like, the point. Like, hey, I want to, you. And I'm like, I'm not trying to look at him. I got the shades on. This dude comes and sits down in one of my wife's chairs.
Oh, my God.
And starts talking to me about college football. And I'm looking at him saying, what the? So I'm like, what are you doing? I know we met before. I just want to talk to you about the game. I'm like, yo, I'm not here to talk about football, man. I'm here to watch my son play with his son.
How did you say it to him?
Like that.
See,
like
I think
you nicer than me. I'm rude, Jay.
See, I think.
But he sat down.
There's a better way to do that, in my opinion.
I'll tell him to get his ass up.
Because the person is the reason the person has lost their mind is because they're overwhelmed because they're so excited to see you. You should keep that in mind.
Understood.
So what I would do is I'd be like, look, dude, I very much appreciate the fact that you want to talk about it, that you listen and that you watch. No, thank you. But I'm really here with my family. Like, even these chairs
and
everything. My wife is sitting here.
And he hovered around like.
Right.
You know, like our tent or whatever.
How did he do it? Was he doing it aggressively?
He just came over and sat down.
But I'm saying, was he doing it aggressively or was he like wide-eyed about it?
No, I came over like, hey, what's up? Hey, started coming out of the game. Got this Ohio State game, Notre Dame, Harry. He walked over and sat right down.
Right.
Y'all want Southside Harry? Y'all want to know what Southside Harry would have said?
That's the problem, Harry. I almost turned playing for New Jersey real quick on people, but I was like, I'm not.
He's in a fancy neighborhood, Harry. Jay, is. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm a nice beach. I mean, and plus, Harry, you look around.
So,
I'm only black
so
dude at the
Max,
beach, right? I'm the only black dude at the beach, Harry. I'm like,
Oh, do you think it's something racial?
Oh yeah,
certain liberties are taken. Certain entitlements.
He didn't want the cops being called.
Thank
on
you, thank you, Harry.
I understand where you're coming from, Jay.
There's a way to do it,
Harry. How would you have handled it?
I understand where you're coming from.
What would you have said, Harry?
How would you have handled it?
This guy sits down in the chair.
Nah, bro, you got to get your ass up, man. That's my wife sitting there. You got to go.
What I would say is, thanks for watching and all that stuff. I'm here with my family. I really don't, like, you know, we're just having a private time
watching
right now. No, because that's why he's lost his mind, because he's excited to see
Max,
you. So you just
you're
tell
so
him,
full
you know,
of
like,
it.
I can't, that's my wife's chair you're sitting in right now. She, especially, guys, we're coming out of a, probably best that you don't
sit
there.
I almost cracked Modelo and got started, Harry.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max.
Clemson quarterback. DJ.
Uh-oh, say it.
Yagalele.
What?
Did I get it right? Uagalele.
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 By the way, I learned how to say this when he pinch hit a couple seasons ago, and I've forgotten since then.
Uagalele.
Uagalele.
Wrong again.
What? I don't think anyone's ever pronounced his name, Tua Tagovailoa's name, or Antetokounmpo's name perfectly correctly.
I agree with you, Max.
In the media. I'm still waiting to hear it.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't
listen. It was a fun experiment. Good social experiment.
DJU.
DJU. To give Tua. Keep it simple. Giannis.
Yeah. But it would be nice to be able to, you know, be able to pronounce things.
Why?
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 Because that's, it's, you know, respectful of the person's name.
We're talking about you on TV. It's very respectful.
You know who else is being respectful? You can tune into a football doubleheader Sunday as the Jets host the Ravens, followed by the Packers at Vikings. Coverage begins at noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. So John Harbaugh says that Lamar Jackson is locked in during these contract talks. Here's the Ravens head coach.
I don't have any updates on that. Nothing that I'm aware of. It's been football for players and coaches. And that's kind of where we're at. My interactions with Lamar have been all football.
And he's been focused and locked in on that 100% from a football standpoint. So that's kind of where we're at. Just really, I don't personally have anything to add that I know of.
Which is what you'd expect. I mean, one thing shouldn't have to do with the other, but we know often it does. Mark Andrews, Ravens tight end, was on Get Up and said this.
Nah, man, Lamar approaches, you know, football in a different light. You know, he's a focused dude. He cares about winning. Everything that's happened this offseason with the contract and stuff like that, no one's even heard anything about it from him. So he's a true pro, you know, treats it the right way. You know, he cares about this team this year and what we can do. So I know Lamar's locked in. I know he's focused, and he's not going to let any of that contract stuff or anything like that, you know, affect his play.
Harry, you know what I hate? And I know people naturally do it. It's like one of the – it's almost like you're pre-programmed to say this. Like, you can be a good teammate and still care about your damn money. You know what I mean?
Of course.
People are like, oh, you know, he's committed to winning and he's a good teammate and all stuff. Like, yeah, you can still care about your money and be committed to winning at the same time. Like, yes, that it doesn't have to be like one or the other. Just interesting to hear people frame it that way.
Well, except when you don't have an agent, you think that the player may be a little more intimately involved in the negotiations, and that can become a thing where even if it doesn't suck up the time in your day, it does. True. When people talk about distraction, I can understand where that would be on your mind a lot.
And I would say this. A lot of those players in that locker room, they don't feel that way as outsiders do, Jay, because a lot of times outsiders may be like, okay, Lamar is selfish if he decided to hold out. When that's reality, no, he's not being selfish. He understands his value. He understands the difference he can make within his family, generational wealth. And his teammates understand that. They know when he's out there, he's with them, he's committed. But if you got to get your money, man, you got to get your money. And by all means necessary, do what you got to do to get it.
Understood.
Meantime, Lamar, look, I know it's not baseball. Aaron Judge bet on himself. He's not playing a full contact sport. And he probably just made himself an additional $100 million. But Lamar seems to me, if he's bluffing, boy, it's a strong bluff because...
Yes, it is.
I believe it. I think he's willing to play without an extension. And I guess what the Ravens would be thinking, if I were the Ravens, I'd be thinking, well, look, he wants a little more than what Deshaun Watson got guaranteed day one. That's 250, right? Deshaun got 230. I think the number's 250. But if I'm the Ravens, I'm thinking, well, let's say worst-case scenario for us, which is actually the best-case scenario, he goes out, wins MVP, wins Super Bowl MVP, we got a championship and everything. It's not like it's then going to go to 300. Then maybe it would be 250. In other words, what do they have to lose by letting him play?
What if he doesn't do that? What if he just has a normal season?
Right. Then the point is, from the Ravens' point of view financially, what do they have to lose by making him wait?
But you're still in somewhat of a conundrum, because even if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, right, doesn't have an MVP caliber season, then what are you going to franchise tag him?
Yeah.
So if franchise tag him again, how much? Like, what are you going to end up paying him north of $100 million
over the next 2 years? Yeah.
So
he's
going to
get his money.
Come
hell or high water.
Yeah,
the dude's getting his money. Yeah.
So I have a question, and this is going to be bogus when I present this to y'all. But say Lamar Jackson goes out and he wins the Super Bowl, wins MVP, all this stuff, right? And the Ravens say, you know what? We got our Super Bowl that we needed. We're going to let Lamar walk and we're going to go with Tyler Huntley. How would y'all feel about that if the Ravens made that decision?
Harry, the other day, Bruce Allen was in here from Tampa. And I was like, what do you make of this whole Lamar thing? And he said, hey, look, they can do that because they really like Tyler Huntley. I'm not saying they like him as much as Lamar, but for that system in which they built,
I think Huntley can play.
He fits.
Yeah,
it was just interesting to hear him say that.
Well, the other thing about Lamar versus, say, Deshaun Watson, and one of the reasons Russell Wilson didn't get that contract, neither did Kyler Murray, who've been reworked since then. You know, Deshaun Watson was treated more like a free agent than someone with just one team bidding on him, because in fact, multiple teams were bidding on him, and he went to the highest bidder, the Cleveland Browns. They got him because they bid more than anyone else. That's like free agency. Lamar's just dealing with one bidder at the moment. But let's say, even if Tua plays pretty well and they're going in the right direction, I'm reminded of Drew Brees, who he's often compared to, that Drew Brees started to play well and came on, and they offered him a contract. It wasn't top of the market, but it was a contract, even though they drafted his replacement in Philip Rivers. And then he winds up getting traded. The point is, even if Tua plays pretty well and they like him, if Lamar Jackson is available, well, it seems to me then you have another bidder.
Yeah.
And you may have multiple bidders for Lamar Jackson, and then he'll be treated like a free agent.
Hey, Harry, I meant to say Bruce Arians. I don't know why I said Bruce Allen.
No, I got you. I knew what you meant.
We knew
But and from the Ravens standpoint, they wouldn't just let him walk in free agency. They would franchise tag him and then try to trade him to get assets. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
well,
just
that's
be,
what happened with Deshaun.
Yep.
Deshaun got traded. He didn't sign. He got traded. But in addition to all the assets they gave up, they also gave him $230 million guaranteed. Yep. So if I'm a quarterback and I'm just dealing with my team, I might be like, actually, guys, the number's much higher than 230 because they gave up 230 plus all those assets. You ain't got to give up any assets, just the cash.
I'm curious,
what are those assets worth to you? Let's start counting that up.
I'm curious if they if the Dolphins were to find a way to do it, Harry, how Mike McDaniel would need to change up that system for Lamar.
It'd be easy, though. It'd be easy because – they had Trey Lance while he was there. You know what I'm saying? So you pretty much have a little blueprint of it, but Lamar Jackson is more dynamic than Trey Lance when it comes to rushing the football.
So I want to find out what the assets the Browns traded are valued at in the NFL. I think you need to add that to the contract to find out truly what Deshaun Watson's contract is worth. Hmm. I'm guessing it's probably closer to 275 than 230. Keyshawn, J. Will, MX. Harry Douglas was in for Key today, doing an excellent job as always. Key's back tomorrow. ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Don't forget, you can listen to us anywhere, anytime on the app. Greeny is coming up next. We're back tomorrow, 6 a.m., ESPN Radio.
Poof. From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.